Today Shir's Masechta Yevamos Daf Tes Zayin. We will begin on Daf Tes Zayin Amud Aleph on the top line. The Gemara continues the discussion we've been having about Beis Shammai. When Beis Shammai has an opinion, does he follow his opinion or does he accept the opinion of Beis Hillel and follow his opinion? Given, as we learned, Beis Hillel was the Rav, Beis Hillel represented the majority, Beis Hillel represents the bas kol that emanated from Shmaim that says that the halacha is baked Beis Hillel. Says the Baratoshma, there was a situation with Mary of Dois ben Hakinas in the time of Dois ben Hakinas, Hiturut Tsaros Abbas Lachim. The issue that we've been learning in our Shurim over and over has been regarding Tsaros Erva. Tsaros Abbas is certainly an example of Tsaros Erva. And the Gemara says the Rav Doisa followed the opinion of Beis Shammai, and he allowed a Tsaros Abbas to be married. So we see clearly that Beis Shammai, Shmamino, followed their own opinion, not just that Beis Shammai accepted Beis Hillel's opinion. And the Gemara delves into the story. Gufa, the mayor of Dushman Kiyanis, and the Tar of Dushman Kiyanis, the Tsaros Abbas Lachin. They allowed the Tsaros Habas was mutter. There's no concern of Tsaros Erva. And the other Chachamim were very concerned about this. Rav Dois ben Hakinas was a great Talmud Chacham. And people, if they'll see that Rav Dois ben Hakinas is following that opinion, they'll also follow that opinion, which of course, as we're learning, is not the Halacha. Reign of Kamu, Rav Doisa at this point had become blind. Therefore, because it was difficult for him to see, he no longer came to yeshiva. Amru, so the Chachamim spoke about themselves. Who will be the one to tell him that he's not doing the right thing? Amar Rishua. So Rishua volunteered by saying, "Ani Eilach, I will be the one to go." Vachrov, and after Rishua, following him would be Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Vachrov, and after Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, it would be Rabbi Kiva. Cholchu v'amdu apischoi. They went and they stood by his door. V'nichnas shivchasoi, and his maid, Rabbi Dois ben Hakinas's maid, came. Amrloi Rebbe, and she told him, Rebbe Chachmi Yisrael, the great Chachmi Yisrael, Bon Etzloch, came to visit you. Amrloi Yichnesu, please let them say, come in. So the Mashal explains, why did they decide that specifically these three individuals should be the ones to come? So Yeshua explains the Mashal was the Abezdin, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was the Nasi, and Rabbi Kiva was the Gadol HaDor. So they wanted to send the three most prestigious members of Klal Yisrael. So the question that the Ben Yoyada asks is, how do we understand the wording of the Gemara, V'achrov mi, V'achrov mi? So the Ben Yoyada explains that they did not want that these three people, as they were going to Rav Dois ben Hakinas yeshiva home to meet him, that they should not go together, because if everybody would see that these three were walking together, it would become the talk of the town, and then people would ask why, and they would say because Rav Doisa was lenient with Tsaros Abbas. So what would happen would be the exact opposite of what they wanted to happen. They wanted to keep this quiet, not that it should become so public that Rav Dois holds that Tsaros Abbas is mutter, and Rav Dois holds Tsaros Abbas is mutter. Others may think that that is indeed the halacha. So by keeping their mission as quiet as possible, they were able to accomplish much more than had they gone publicly. Tafsu, Rav Yeshua. So Rav Dois took Rav Yeshua and Vashiva Mita Shazov and put him on a golden bed. Amar. So Rabbi Shua said to Rabbi Dois, Rabbi Amad L'Tamidach Achav Yeshev. please tell the next guest also to please sit down. Amalai, so Rav Dosa asked him, Mihu, who is the other guest that you brought along? He said, it's Rav Elazar ben Azariah. And as the Mashal explains, it seems that the only one of these three people that Rav Dosa ben Akonis knew personally was Rav Yeshua. He did not know Rav Elazar ben Azariah and Rav Akiva. And the Mashal says that the reason is because Rav Yeshua was much older than Rav Elazar ben Azariah and Rav Akiva. Rav Yeshua was already in the time of Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai. He might have been alive still in the time of the Beis HaMikdash. Whereas Rav Elazar ben Azariah was after the Churban, and so too Rav Akiva. And therefore, he knew him because Rav Dosa was an older individual, and so was Rav Yeshua. What is Pshat asked the Ben Yoyada in the wording of the Gemara Tafsa? He seized him Vaishivai and he put him on the bed. What is the Gemara trying to teach us with those words? So the Ben Yoyada explains that Rav Dosa ben Hakinas only had one golden couch on which he sat. And he says that there was only room for three people on that couch. So besides the couch, he also had chairs that people could sit on. So if he would have said that to Rav Yeshua and Rav Elazar ben Azariah to sit down on the couch, they would not sit down on the same couch as he was sitting. So what they did was that they, and Rav Dosa knew this, so what he did was he told them, he grabbed them and put them on the couch that he was sitting on before they could refuse. Omar, so he asked him, so Rav Dosa asked Rav Yeshua, who's the next individual that came along with you? Mihu, who is he? So he said, Rav Elazar ben Azariah. So Rav Yeshua said, this is Rav Elazar ben Azariah. Omar loy, ben Azariah, yesh le ben Azariah chavreinu, Azariah, our colleague, has the son, Karolov, and he said regarding him, Hamikra azed, the pasuk in Tehillim, now yisvi gamza kanti, v'loyri yisvi tzadik nazov, v'zaroi mevakish lochem. What was the dialogue here? So the Ben Yoyada explains that if a son listens to what his father says and he does what his father says and he learns Torah as his father wants when he's young, what happens is that not only is the Torah that he learned credited to this Talmud, but also the Torah that his father learned. If the son is a continuation of the father, where the father learned Torah all these years, and the son continues on the derech of the father, then the son is also considered a Talmud. The son is a Kayim, is also considered like he was alive on the time of his father. And that's how the Ben Yoyada explains what it says in the Agoda, the famous statement Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, Harei ani keben shivim shana, I'm like 70 years old. And everybody tries to explain, what does that mean? So he says that Rav Elazar ben Azariah says, since I continued in the ways of my father, and since I learned Torah as my father wanted me to learn, so then all the years of my father are also considered my years. And therefore, I am indeed an elderly individual, because it's not only my years that I'm alone, that I am alive, accounted to my life, but also my father's years. And that's what he also says as Pshat when the Pasuk says, Kabres avich vasimecho l'man yarichin yomecho. It doesn't mean that only that you'll be zoicha to a long life, but rather he explains that when l'man yarichin yomecho, your days will be considered long days. Why will they be considered long days? Because the days of your father will also be credited towards you. And that, he says, is the Pasuk that says, Ela told us Yaakov Yosef, that all the years of Yaakov were credited to Yosef as well, because he learned Torah from his father. And that's Pshat what said here, where he said, Narayisi gam zokanti, even though I look at you, and you look Narayisi, you look like a young person, but because you're following in the ways of your father, gam zokanti, you're considered an elderly individual, all those years of your father are credited to you. Tavsoi, so he took him to Shiva Mitash Zav, and he sat him down on that gold couch. Amaloi, Rebbe, Emma Tamitcha Achi Yeshiv. Let your next Talmud sit down. And the way we explain with Ben Yoda, this Gemara is very understandable. There was no longer any room on the couch where Rebbe Kiva and Rebbe Shua and Rebbe Elazar Azari were sitting. So he said, let him sit down on one of the chairs. Amaloi. So Rebbe Doisa said to him, Mihu, and who exactly is this individual? So Rebbe Shua said, it's Akiva ben Yosef. Amaloi. So Rebbe Doisa said to Rebbe Kiva, Atu Akiva ben Yosef, are you Akiva ben Yosef? Sheshimcha hoylich mesoifa oylem vetsoifoi, that your reputation was so well known. Shev ben Yishev, he invited him to sit down, and he said to him, Kamois chayyir Rebbe Yisrael, may there be in Klal Yisrael more people like you. So Tosfos in Masechta Ksuvos points out that Reb Doisa obviously was much more familiar with Rebbe Kiva than he was with Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah. Because when he mentioned Rebbe Kiva's name, he immediately said, your reputation is well known. Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah, he was sort of bewildered who he was. The Mashal explains that the comment that Reb Doisa made regarding Reb Elazar ben Azariah of Nara Yisi Gamza Kanti is because we know that Azariah, Reb Elazar ben Azariah's father, was a very wealthy man, and so was Reb Elazar. And what he meant to say is Nara Yisi in the time of Azariah, and now Gamza Kanti in the time of Reb Elazar, his son, V'loi Reisi Tzadik Nazov, that I see that you, that I see, Loi Reisi Zara Nazov, Zara Mavak, Loi Reisi Tzadik Nazov, Zara Mavak Shlochem, I'm seeing that Baruch Hashem, this family is still so financially successful. The Yifayin Naim says that Reb Elazar ben Azariah was a descendant of Ezra. And what he meant to say was that I see that Baruch Hashem, Ezra was the great leader of Klal Yisrael, the great Talmud Chacham, and I see that the Torah remains in this family. Another pshat that the Mashal says, what he meant to say regarding Rebbe Kiva, Yibukamayscha b'Yisrael, because we know Rebbe Kiva was a descendant of Gerim. So he said, but Rebbe Kiva himself was born as a Jew. He said, I prefer you versus Gerim, because the Mashal explains, we know the Gemara says, Koshim Gerim L'Yisrael K'Tzapachas. Another pshat that I saw is that Rebbe Shua had the schus of his mother. His mother, the Gemara says, would bring him to the Beis Medrash. Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah, as we just explained, had the yichus going back to Ezra. Rebbe Kiva did not have a great yichus. And what Rebbe Doisa was saying is that what we're looking for, we're not looking at Klal Yisrael specifically for individuals who have yichus. What we're looking for Klal Yisrael, people who could on their own develop to be great Talmidei Chachamim like Rebbe Kiva. Heschilu Mesavim Ma'isoi Ba'alochus, they began to discuss different halakhas with him. Rav Tzadik explains that they not want to directly address what he said. They did not want to immediately address what they had come from, the halakha of Tzaras Erva. They wanted to come out, they wanted to discuss it in a way that it wouldn't be obvious that they came for that purpose, because that would put him on the defensive and he wouldn't be open for a discussion. So Eschilu Mesabim Oysa Ba'alochas, they began to discuss all sorts of halachic issues with him. At Shegiu L'Tzar Sabas, until they came to that subject as well. Amrloin, they asked him, Tzar Sabas Mahu, what is the halachic status of a Tzar Sabas? Amrloin, so Doisa said, it's Machlokes B'Shem Beisil. Then they asked him, Halach Kedavimi, whose does the halacha follow? Amrloin, Halach Kedavimi, the halacha is like Beisil. Amrloin, so they said to him, V'alem Shimcha Amru, hasn't it been reported in your name that you say that Allah is Kibay Shammai? Amalem, Sir Reb Doisa responded, Doisa Shematem, or Ben Hakinas? Did you hear explicitly that it was Doisa who says that we followed the opinion of Bay Shammai? Or did you hear Ben Hakinas? Without Doisa Shematem. Amaloi, so they said, Chai Rabbi, we swear Stam Shemanu. We only heard Ben Hakinas, but we never heard the word, the name Doisa attached to this Pesach. Amalhem, so he said to them, Ach Kotten Yeshli, I have a young brother, Ubechor Sotenhu. He's very smart, and he's very sharp. Ubechor, we know, is entitled to Pishnayim. Pishnayim is double. So the Mashal explains, by calling him Bechor, he meant to say he's double smart, he's very, very smart, worse than anybody else. What did he mean when he said Sotan? A Sotan is very smart, he knows to accomplish what he needs to accomplish. And again, he was trying to express how smart his brother was. But there is another pshat that Bechor Sotan means where he lived. He lived in a place called Kor Sotan. Amalem, Och Kotten Yeshli, Bechor Sotan, who? The Yonason Shemayin. His name is Yonason. And he's one of the Talmidei Shammai. Vizharu, and he told him, be careful, Shloi Kapech Eschem Balochus. He shouldn't ask you too many questions. Lefishyeshimai Shleishmai is Chuvus B'Tzaras Abbas. In this situation of Tzaras Abbas, alone, he has 300 proofs, Shehimu Teres. So the question is that if that's the question, that if he has 300 proof, aren't they interested in the truth? And if the truth is that that's the halacha, why should they be scared? So Mefarshim say, Avil, Meir Ali, so Reb Dois himself answered that question. He said, May ani elai shemayim v'aretz, I could say, Edis, Shamaducha zu Yoshev Chage and Navi, on this stone, Chage and Navi sat, v'mashlosh dvarim, and he said three halachas that we're just about to learn, and he said, Tzaras Habas, the Tzaras Habas is a surah. And therefore, as much as he's going to be able to try to prove to you that the Tzaras Abbas is Asur, the halacha is that Tzaras Abbas is Mutter, and therefore you should be careful not to get into a conversation with him. Says the Gemara, he said another halacha is, Amen Amayiv, Ma'asr Ma'asr Ani B'Shvius. As we've discussed many times, Baruch Hashem, when we speak about the Shemitah cycle, and the Trumas and Meisr cycle, each one of the 6 years, in the first 6 years in the Shemitah cycle, we have to take off Meisr Rishon. And in the first and the second, and in the fourth and the fifth years of the Shemitah cycle, we take off Meisr Sheni. In the third and the sixth years of that cycle, we take off Meisr Ani. The Shemitah year, everything is Hefker, so we don't take off any Meisrs in Eretz Yisrael. However, Chazal said that the countries that were near Eretz Yisrael, Mitzrayim, Bavel, Ammon, and Moav, they should take off Trumas and Meisrus. And because in those countries there is no Shemitah, the question is, what Meisr do they take that year? Do they take Meisr Sheni, or do they take Meisr Ani? And the question that, so the Gemara says, the Gemara in Masechet Yudayim teaches us that in Mitzrayim, they decided that Chazal said they should take off Meisr Ani. In Bavel, they took Meisr Sheni. Eretz Ammon Amoyev is a machloikus in that Mishnah. According to Reb Tarfin, they take off Meisr Ani. According to Reb Elazar ben Azariah, they take off Meisr Sheni. Now, we find in our Gemara that Reb Dois ben Hukinas reported in the name of Chagai HaNavi that they should take off Meisr Ani, like Reb Elazar ben Azariah said, and the Gemara will explain soon why. Another halacha that Reb Dois ben Hukinas told them was Mekablim Gerim Min HaKardayim U'Metamudim. The Jewish girls became pregnant from non-Jewish men, and according to one opinion that we're going to soon learn, they're considered Mamzerim. And therefore, if they're Mamzerim, we should not be bring them into Klal Yisrael, because if a Mamzer has relations with a woman and they have children, those children are Mamzerim. We, on the other hand, said Reb Dois ben Hukinas, consider them full-fledged non-Jews. The non-Jewish men marry non-Jewish women in these places, and there is no question that they're non-Jewish, and if they're non-Jewish, we could accept them as Gerim. So, So these three halachas were reported. So the Aruch HaNer says, what is the connection between these halachas? So he explains, Reb Doisu was saying to them as follows, that even though I am from the Talmidei Beis Shammai, I don't have any problem saying that the halachas like Reb Beis Hillel and that Tzoras Abbas is considered an erva. He said to Reb Lozman Azariah, the halacha that we just learned, that Amar Moiv Masr Masa Ani B'Shvius, because we just learned that Reb Lozman Azariah's opinion was that you take off Maisa Sheni. So he was telling Reb Lozman Azariah, even though it's your opinion that you take Maisa Sheni, I have a Masaira from Chagai Navi that the halacha is you take off Maisa Ani. Rabbi Kiva says that Ovik Chacham Eved Abba Bas Yisrael have Lad Mamzer, that if somebody has a non-Jewish father, the child is a Mamzer, and therefore we should be concerned about taking Geirim. Maybe they are born from non-Jewish fathers and Jewish mothers. So he said to him, I don't agree. So explains Aruch HaNer what he was saying to each one of these people. What he was saying to these people directly was that this is the halacha, and don't and what you even what you say, I may not necessarily agree. Says the Gemara Tana, the Brisa teaches us, Kishenichnasu and Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Lozman Azayin and Rabbi Kiva entered the Homer of Dosu ben Herkines, Nichnasu b'Pesach Echad. They all entered through one door. However, Kishiyotsu, when they exited, Yadzu b'Shlois Psachim, they walked out from three doors. Because one pshat is that Tosfos says that they wanted to avoid meeting their Bionison, and therefore they didn't want to all meet him at the same time. Another pshat is that before, as we learned, they came in quietly. But now that he had agreed that the Tsarist Erev is Usur, they wanted to publicize what was happening, and therefore they deliberately walked out from three doors, and everybody should ask what happened. Pogaboy, and as we just said, they were trying that they should all not meet Yonis ben Akinas, but the one that met Yonis ben Akinas was Rabbi Kiva. Vakshalei, and he asked them a kasha, Vukma, and Rabbi Kiva was successful to answer it. Amloi, Atu Akiva, Ayu Rabbi Kiva, Shishimcha Oilok Masaifa Oil Matsaifai, that you have such an incredible reputation. And he told him, Ashrecha Shesichis L'Hashem, it's great that you have this reputation. However, Adayin Lo Hagata L'Mida L'Roya Bakar, you not have reached the Madrega of a Roya Bakar. Roya Bakar throughout Shas is considered people who work with cattle as not a serious individual. Omler Bekiva, so Bekiva said, not only do I agree with him, but I feel a Roya Tzoyin. Roya Tzoyin apparently is even a less significant Madrega, and he said that I'm not even on that Madrega. So I saw that the Mefarshim explained what was this conversation. He says that not everybody has their own way, their own derech in Avodas Hashem. So if somebody is a great individual and they say you're great because of this, he said that a person is supposed to recognize what is his greatness from. And that's what was the conversation between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yonason. Was he a Roya Bakar or was he a Roya Tzoyin? So Rabbi Tzadik says, let's understand this Gemara. What we had in this Gemara is that Rabbi Kiva is has this wonderful reputation. So why is he saying he's not a Roy Bakar but Mayu Tzoyin? So Rav Tzadok explains that what Rav Kiva meant to say was that, yes, I have this reputation of being a great Talmud Chacham. He said, but don't think that my reputation comes to me because I'm a great person. He says, the only reason I have this reputation is because I had Siyata D'Shmaya, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me this reputation. But if you look at me myself, I'm not even a Roy Bakar, I'm not even a Roy Tzoyin. I, on my own, I'm not really deserving of this great reputation. So the Gemara continues to say, Amar Amoyev, was one of the things that Rabbi Doisa ben Abdukuna said, that Amar Amayiv Masr Ma'isa Ani B'Shvius. And the Shemitah year, they take Ma'isa Ani. Dama Mar, and he explained himself. Habi Krochem Kofshim El Mitzrayim. There were many cities that were captured in the time of Moshe ben Yeshua. By the first time they entered Eretz Yisrael, like Kofshim early Bavel. But they were not captured again when Ezra came back. And he holds Kedusha Rishayna, the Kedusha, the sanctification that they had at that first time, Kitchel Shatav like Kitchel Asulavai, was not remaining forever. And says the Gemara, since the Kedusha did not remain, Hinicham, and the early Bavel deliberately did not give them the Kedusha, Kadesh Yismuchu Aleim B'Shvius. They wanted that the poor people is Shvius year, and during the Shemitah year, they don't work the field. And the poor people in Eretz Yisrael did not have what to live from. They lived in an agricultural society. So they deliberately, since they weren't living there anyway, Klal Yisrael, they deliberately did not make this area Kadosh, so there's no Shemitah there. If there's no Shemitah there, people will be able to work there, and therefore, since they'll be able to work there, they'll be able to get paid, and they'll be able to get paid even during the Shemitah year. There's a machlokes rishonim. What is Amar Amayiv that is referred to here? The Rambam's opinion and Rashi's opinion is that Amar Amayiv is the area that Moshe Rabbeinu conquered. And even though it doesn't have Kedusha Yisrael, but we would think since it was taken by Moshe Rabbeinu that it should remain with a Kedusha, teaches us the Gemara that it does not. The Rabbeinu Tam and Rash say that the Amar Amayiv that's being referred to in our Gemara is not an area that was captured by Moshe Rabbeinu. It's a different Amar Amayiv. They are countries, he explains, that are near Eretz Yisrael, and therefore they established that those countries that are near Eretz Yisrael should also have the halacha of taking Trumas and Maestris. However, as we're also learning, there's a question what Trumas and Maestris, as we're learning in our sugya, should be taken in the Shemitah year. Then he continued telling them, Umekablum Gerim Menakadoyim Vatamudim. We accept Gerim from Kadoyim and Tamudim. Any, asking them, is that true? Vatani Rabbi Bechaskel, Ein Mekablum Gerim Menakadoyim. We do not accept Gerim from Kadoyim. Arav Ashi, Katuyim Asma. When Rabbi Bechaskel said that we don't accept Gerim, he didn't mean Kadoyim, Katuyim. K'amri Inchi, as people actually often used to say, K'duyim Psulim, that the people from K'duyim are considered unacceptable yichas. V'k'damri, Tani Rami Chaskel, Einim Mekabon Geimen HaK'duyim, my love, and the Gemara explains, Haina K'duyim, Haina K'duyim, that the K'duyim and the K'duyim are one and the same, to which Rav Ashi says, Loi, K'duyim L'chud, these are two different places, two different groups of individuals. And Kudamri Inchi, and he continues to say, Katuye Psili. The Katuye are the people that there's a concern about the Yichas, but the Kaduyim, as Chagi and Navi established, we don't have to worry about the Yichas, and therefore we can accept Gerim from them. Says the Gemara of Yochanan Vesavi da Avri Tamayu, Ein Mekabum Gerim Min HaTamudim. We can't accept Gerim from Tamudim because we have to be concerned that there are mamzerim in that place, and of course, therefore, they're not gerim, but we have a much more fundamental problem if we accept them to Klal Yisrael, for their children will be mamzerim. Ask the Gemara, Umi Amar Rabbi Yochanan Hachi, is that the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan? Says the Gemara Vatanan, Chazal established that a kesem, a clothing that's found with a blood stain, maybe is tameh, because it may come from a Jewish woman, and it's nida blood, which is tamei. They said, Kol ha'ksamim ba'im min ha'rekem, any ksamim that come from the city of Rekem Tirim, because non-Jews lived in that city, and we could assume that the kesem that's found are from Jews. And as I saw, Tosfos explains, even though certainly there were Jews that lived in Rekem, the Mishnah discusses the halacha of a get that comes from Rekem. So clearly, there were Jews that lived in Rekem, but the Jews to live in Rekem were careful to put their ksamim, to put these clothes, these garments away. And therefore, there was no concern that if you found the kesem, that it might be from a Jew, it was clearly from a non-Jew. Rabbi Yehuda Matame, Rabbi Yehuda holds that the ksamim that come from Gerim, from Rekem are Tame, because Neshem Gerim, they are Gerim, and since they're Gerim, the Hilchas Tumas Nida applies to them, Toyim. But they, even though they were Gerim, they went back to their old ways of acting as non-Jews. And therefore, only ksamim that come from a place where they're only non-Jews, where we don't have that concern at all, not if they come from a place of Jews. Vavinabo. And in trying to understand that Mishnah says, Kapasik Vatani, the Mishnah taught us, Mibein Oiv the Kachavim, the some that come from Goyim are feeling with Tarmid. So we see that Tarmid is considered a place of non-Jews. And therefore, we don't have to worry about the ksamim that come from Talmud. And just like we don't have to be concerned about the ksamim that come from Talmud, we could assume that they're all non-Jews. Similarly, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Zois Ameres, Mikablum Geir from Talmud. We could accept Geir from Talmud because we could be sure that the people are not Jewish and they're not Mamzeris. V'chi Tema. So how do we say that Rabbi Yochanan says that we don't except Gerim from Talmud? Says the Gemara, V'chi Tema, and maybe what we'll try to say, maybe what we'll suggest to say, is that what he meant to say was Zois Emeris. Rabbi Yochanan was explaining that's obvious that Mishnah is of the opinion that the people of Talmud were non-Jewish. But that's the Mishnah's opinion, but he personally, Leisvirle, does not agree. And he is concerned that the people from Talmud are Gerim and maybe Mamzerim. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan always follows the opinion, Halach Kistam Mishnah. So if the Stam Mishnah is saying that they're considered non-Jewish, shouldn't that be Rabbi Yochanan's opinion? Answers the Gemara, Amaroyim Nineveh Alibed Rabbi Yochanan. There's a Machloikis Amaroyim, what Rabbi Yochanan hold. One man the Amor held that Rabbi Yochanan follows the Stam Mishnah, and therefore, according to him, we would be allowed to accept Gerim from Talmud. The other man the Amor says that we don't follow, in this case, the Halacha of Stam of Stam Mishnah, that the Halacha is always Stam Mishnah. Another pshat is that Rabbi Yochanan actually did not explain the Mishnah that way, says the Gemara, but clearly, there is an opinion that we don't accept Gerim from Talmud. And ask the Gemara, Mi Talmud, my time and loy. Why wouldn't we accept Gerim from Talmud? Says the Gemara, Pligibar Rabbi Yochanan, Vesavya. Chad Omer, Mishim Avde Shloima. There were the servants of Shloima who were very wealthy and they married Jewish women and they lived in Talmud. And we have to consider that maybe these people are the children of those Avodim. And this mandama holds that over Kachovim, or over Kanani, Habar Bas Yisrael, the children are Mamzerim, and therefore we have to not take Gerim from there because we're concerned that there may be Gzerim. The Chanama B'nai Shushlaim, which the Gemara is going to explain in a moment, says the Gemara, Bishlam Lamandam Shem Avdi Shloima, the one that's concerned for Avdi Shloima, as we just said, Kesover is of the opinion David Kachovim ever Habar Bas Yisrael. If an Eved Kachavim or Eved Kanani have relations with a Jewish girl and they have a child, have Vlad Mamzer. The child is a Mamzer. And therefore, we don't want to accept them into Klal Yisrael because we have to be concerned. We don't want to bring Mamzerim into Klal Yisrael. Ela Manda Omer, ask the Gemara. Benois Yushalayim, ask the Gemara Maihi, what does that mean? Says the Gemara, Pligaba Rabbi Yosef Rabbonim. The Tavayu, Mishmeid Rabba Babachana. Chana Matresa Alpha Gavra. Vishita Alpha Kashtoyu. There were 12,000 men and another 6,000 individuals who shot bows and arrows were between those who had captured Yerushalayim. The Chanamer and the other Mandamer says there were Tresa Alpha Gavri. There were 12,000 men. From those 12,000 men, Uminayu Shita Alpha Kashtoyu. There were 6,000 people that were sharpshooters. As the Nochrim entered the Beis HaMikdash, Hakol Nifnu Akas V'Zov, everybody was anxious to loot the silver and gold. The Haim, Nifno Bas Yishlaim. They weren't interested in our money. They were interested in Jewish girls. Shenemar Noshim Betzion Inu Besulos Bar Yisrael. Says the Gemara. Amr Shumba Nachmeni, Amr Bionison. Pasuk is there. This pasuk that we just learned, Sara Oilam Amrei, was said by the Sara Oilam, and he said, Nara Yisi Gan Zakanti, Man Amrei. Who said this pasuk? Ilei Makutch Baruch Hu, if we're going to say it was said by Kodesh Baruch Hu, ask the Gemara, Mi Ikne Zikne Kamei De Shemayu, Zikne Kamei, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't ever get old. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is forever. Elo, David Amrei. David HaMelech said it. Ask the Gemara, Mi Koshish Kula Hai. David HaMelech, we know, lived only 70 years. So even though, if you'll say 70 years, particularly in those days, was considered old, still, it's not considered very old that he should express about himself, Nar Hayisi Gam Zakanti. Elo, Shema Mino. Who was the one that said it? Sara Oilam. The Sara Oilam said it because he's seen the history of the entire world. Amar Rabbi Yishmuel ben Nachmeni, Amar Rabbi Yonis, Maidik Siv, the Pasuk says in Eicha, Yodai Paras Tzor Akom Machmedea. So I'm Amar Amoyev. The Pasuk that says that they spread out their hands over everything that was special is referring to Amar Amoyev. As they entered the Beis HaMikdash, Hakol Nifno Kesev Azov, everybody tried to get the silver and gold, V'heim Nifno Sefer Torah, and they wanted to get the Sefer Torah to burn it. Amru, why were they so anxious to attack the Sefer Torah? Because the Pasuk says in the Torah, Zeh Shekosu Bo Loyova Amoni Amavu Kol Hashem, they were permanently disqualified from entering Klal Yisrael. That's why they wanted the Yisar Pe'esh, that Sefer Torah should be burnt. The Pasuk says in Eicha as well, Siva Hashem L'Yakov Sov V'Tzorov. Amar Rav, so Rav explained, what does the Pasuk mean? Kigoyin Humnayu. There are people that live in Humnayu, Lefum Nahara, which is right next to Klal Yisrael. They were the terrible neighbors that live next to Klal Yisrael. And what the Pasuk was saying is, that when you have enemies that live in such close proximity to you, then you are obviously in greater danger. Amar Yudam Rav Asi, Ovikacham Shekidesh Bezman Hazeh, if you have a person who's non-Jewish, who marries a Jewish woman, Bezman Hazeh, Choshen L'Kedushin. We have to be concerned that maybe he's actually Jewish, because Shem Maser Shvatim he, we know that the Maser Shvatim went out to Golis, And the Gemara is saying that we're concerned that Ovik Kachavim Ve'akum Haba Bas Yisrael Vlad Mamzer. We have very serious concern. However, even though the Gemara is concerned for the opinion that Ovik Kachavim Ve'evid Haba Bas Yisrael Havlad Mamzer, actually the halacha, as we're going to learn later in the Masechta, is that a child born from a non-Jewish father and a Jewish mother is considered a Jew. And even though there are Rishonim that suggest that when we say Havlat Kosher, it means that he's not a Mamzer, but he still has to have Geiris. However, most Rishonim of the opinion, Havlat Kosher, that he doesn't have to have Geiris at all. And since if he has a Jewish mother and a non-Jewish father, he assumes the status of his Jewish mother, and he doesn't require to have Geiris. There is an interesting Marat Agazi and Mashal that say that it depends. If he decides to live life as a Jew, that he's a Jew and he doesn't even need Geiris. If he doesn't decide to live his life as a Jew, then he follows the status of his non-Jewish father, and he's considered non-Jewish. So in other words, we have three opinions in the Rishonim. One opinion, which is the accepted opinion, is that he's considered a full-fledged Jew. The other opinion is that he needs to have Geiris. He's not a Mamzer, but he needs to have Geiris. And a third opinion is that he has, so to speak, the right to choose. Ask the Gemara, but why do we have to be concerned? Isn't there a rule that called the Purish, Merubah Purish, that if you have a person, we always follow Rav. And most people in the world are non-Jewish. So if we need to determine the status of this individual, shouldn't we assume that he's non-Jewish? Answers the Gemara, but duch de kviyah. Whenever we speak about this rule, there's a rule of kol kavul kamechza mechza dami. When do we say kol de parish merubah parish? Is that we find a piece of meat on the street, and we don't know where it came from. Did it come from the good kosher butcher shop or from the non-kosher butcher shop? So kol de parish, merubah parish says, we look at what are the majority of butcher shops in that town. And most butcher shops in that town are kosher. We will assume that the meat is kosher. If most of the meat in town, and most of the butcher shops in town are not kosher, then kol de parish, merubah parish, it's not kosher. That's when the meat left where it came from, left its makom kavua, and now is found in front of us. But if we go to where the meat is, that's called kavua. And the halacha is that kol kavua, it's kemechza mechza dami. So the Amar of Abba Bar Kahana, the pasuk says in Malachim, V'yanchem, Pasuk says about the Seres HaShvatim, V'yanchem b'chalach or b'chavar na'argoyz of Ari Moda. Chalach, says the Gemara, is the city of Chalozon. Chavar is the city of Hedaya. Na'argozon zuginzik, v'Ari Moda izuchemdem g'chereseah, v'amal izum nar v'gineseah. Says the Gemara, Chereseah man, which are the cities that are next to Nir? Amish Shmuel, Krach, Mushki, Chitki, and Demukia. Vam Rav Yochanan, what was meant to say with all of this is Kulal Psul, that all these cities are the places where the Seres HaShvatim went, and the Seres HaShvatim were not careful with who they married, and therefore they produced Mamzerim, and every time we have a person coming from these places, there is a real concern that maybe he's a Mamzer, and if we're going to accept him to Klal Yisrael, what we will be doing is bringing more Mamzerim into Klal Yisrael.